The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
quit looking at prices dropping.
Oh, yeah. Lumens. Where you at, Lumens? God damn.
Yeah, exactly.
We signed a deal with MoneyGram.
Yeah, and it dropped.
My ass.
Exactly. Come on, this crypto shit's got a hit. We need new equipment.
Ain't shit.
We need to reverse the network curse of technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Mike.
Mike lost, you know, he had technical issues. Oh, it's
hey,
been
my Raspberry Pi server went down last year. And the only way to get this show to run is to put the server that we talk to each other on my computer.
Yeah.
My main box. So, yeah, it's...
We're holding on by dental floss and hope.
That ain't no shit.
All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Hawkeye, the terrorist attack in Wisconsin. And yes, it was a terrorist attack.
BLM.
Yeah.
Doing what they do best.
Going after whites. Unicron variant that's now out. Yellow stripes, detention camps, a whole lot more. Top 10 list this week. Vince picked video game locations. So
I didn't pick that. Don't you put that on me, motherfucker. You wrote it in there. How about video game locations?
Well, yeah, because I wanted to do one for Vince because he's the gamer. So, and of course, we'll answer your listener questions. So I don't even remember where I got it from. It's like the sun's up, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
I get you.
All right. Let's go to TV news this week. Ridley Scott has confirmed, Vince, we're getting live-action Blade Runner and Alien TV series. The Blade... Because old Ridley needs the money, I guess. The Blade Runner adaptation is being plotted as a 10-episode series. They've already written the pilot and the production Bible, which is kind of the, here's the universe, this is what's going to happen... overview. We're presenting Blade Runner as a TV show. The first 10 hours, he said Alien was getting the similar treatment of plot as pilot currently being written along with the Bible, and that looks to be 8 to 10 hours as well. So, or 8 to 10 episodes. So, no word on network or streaming or whatever. So, Vince, you remember a cartoon called Gru the Wanderer? A comic strip.
No.
By Sergio Aragonés. It went forever. I mean, it was in the newspaper when we were kids, and it's still around. Kind of like Beetle Bailey and all
Wanderer?
That. Yeah. G-R-O-O.
Okay, I looked it up. All right.
It looks like it's on its way to animation. Entrepreneur Josh Jones and his Did I Error Productions has apparently acquired the animated film and TV rights. And is looking to turn it into both a TV series and do animated movies as well. So,
in that style, because I'm looking at it now,
the style is a little wonky. So I don't know if it would be that style or what, but at least the character. Now just give me Hagar the Horrible or a good Popeye. Which we had our Popeye.
Yeah, we had Popeye.
That treatment was
amazing.
So good. It was so good. I don't even remember who did it now because it made me so sad that they didn't go through with it.
Jindy Tarkovsky.
Jindy Tarkovsky.
Yeah, they did it, and then the Goon.
The Goon one. Yeah, both of those need done. If I ever get stupid Powerball money, they will be done. So, NBC's Law and Order revival is bringing back at least one familiar face. Somebody I don't like to watch on TV, though. Anthony Anderson from Blackish is reprising his role as Detective Bernard. Apparently, I don't know how many episodes he'll be back for, but he is coming back for at least a few. But they have announced as well, they have cast Hugh Dancy from Hannibal. Will be playing ADA, and the new ADA. So, Dancy's a good actor, but I really just don't like Anthony Anderson.
Why not?
He's into the whole Black Power thing.
Come on, dude. Come on, man.
Apparently he is black because he voted for Biden. So, you know.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. Last thing for TV news this week. With the holiday, it's a slow news week. So, at least first half of the show. A smuggler who sold copies of Netflix's series Squid Game in North Korea has been sentenced to death by firing squad. The man allegedly smuggled copies of the Korean language show on USB drives from China into North Korea, where seven high school students were caught watching the show. One of the students who bought one of the flash drives received a life sentence, while the six others who watched the footage have been sentenced to 5 years of hard labor. But as for the man that actually smuggled them into the country, death by firing squad.
Damn, dude. North Korea is best Korea.
Apparently. Also, Kim Jong, what is it? Un? Is it Un? Is that the one? Because it was Ill, now it's Un.
Yeah.
They have banned leather, I believe. They have banned leather coats because he don't like them. So. Probably because there's no more animals to make leather out of in North Korea.
I saw a meme. It said, Australia best Korea.
Well, we'll get to that because pretty much, yeah, that's...
The people aren't leaving North Korea.
Well, they try. They try. They make it to South Korea and then figure out Americans aren't so bad, you know.
Try harder.
Exactly. I mean, he's tiny. Just don't aim high, aim low. Come on now. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
All right, let's go to movie news. Seth Rogen.
That fucking Jew.
This J-double-O's. So, according to him, YouTuber Casey Neistat's recent criticism of and frustrations with the crime rate in Los Angeles, which he made after his car was subject to a break-in, are completely unfounded, based on the grounds that the actor, Rogen, has never personally, quote, felt violated any of the 15 or so times my car has been broken into. Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car, so if it keeps happening, you might get a little treat, he joked.
Maybe he was being facetious about it.
No, sadly, he wasn't. That's what I thought, too, and then I looked at his tweets, and he's like, he wasn't. He was being serious. I'm like, you're just retarded.
Well, apparently him and Sarah Silverman made a Christmas movie.
J-Doubles can make Christmas movies?
Yeah. It was something along the lines of white supremacy thing because Santa's a white guy and it's feminazi shit.
Do you know Hanukkah starts tonight?
Gas the bikes is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because that's really... Gas up the bikes.
Gas... Wow.
I said
Holy
bikes.
Holy boy. Yeah, you did.
It's wintertime, but you can still gas the bikes, all right? It's I'm just saying.
Two double O's and two wheels. Holy Christ. Gas up the bikes. Holy... Man, if we didn't have an episode title already, I think gas up the bikes might be it.
Oh, that's about where I'm at.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's Western civilization, boy. Woo!
Yeah.
The tiny cat tribe is taking over.
Yeah. Looking at you, Ben Shapiro. All right. Next Jesus story here. Fuck. This one's a little sad. Joey Morgan, one of the stars of the fantastic movie that is sitting right over here in the DVD and Blu-ray collection, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, passed away this week. He was 28. It was a shock and devastated all of us who loved him. He will be dearly missed. We hope everyone understands how painful this is for the loved ones and can respect boundaries and allow us to grieve in private. A representative gave a statement. No cause of death.
So when did he get his booster?
That's sadly, I hate to be gruesome, like that. No joke, that sadly was my first thought.
That's...
I was like, because you just immediately think it now.
Dead from a heart attack, 28. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, weird. Vince, we like sometimes the weird movie auction news. Wilson, the volleyball from Castaway.
Oh, Jesus.
Came up for auction this week or last week. Guess how much Wilson, the actual screen used, sold for?
$250,000.
$308,000.
God damn.
People have more money than brains.
I'd love to have that $250,000.
I'd love to have $308,000.
Exactly.
That would buy you like $3 of ammo. I mean, it's or a piece of plywood.
Thanks, Biden.
And about half a gallon of gas. So, let's see. Next thing here, Vincent, another death here. This one strikes you probably more than anybody since your love of musicals. Stephen Sondheim passed away.
Oh, yeah. I love musicals.
Vince loves musicals. I don't know if anybody knows that. He did apparently a lot of Broadway stuff, but he also did the music for Sweeney Todd, Follies, and a bunch of other stuff. So... no word on cause of death, but he was aged, let's say. He was old. So, last thing for movie news this week. Vince, we had the story, I believe it was last week, about them doing the Harry Potter show and not bringing J.K. Rowling, who created the whole damn thing, because men are men and women are women.
Yeah, she hurts the feelings of retards in dresses.
Yes, apparently now she's had to call the Scotland police after she was doxxed by trans rights activists. On Twitter, she said her family's address was posted on Twitter by three activists who took photos of themselves in front of my house, carefully positioning themselves to ensure that my address was visible. I received so many death threats I could paper the house with them, and I haven't stopped speaking out. Perhaps, and I'm just throwing this out there, the best way to prove your movement isn't a threat to women is to stop talking, harassing, and threatening us. So... yeah, they doxed her, and here's her address, and she already gets death threats because biology's a motherfucker, and follow the science, unless it's biology, you know.
Man up.
Well.
Quit being a pussy.
Can you say man up? I don't know. Christ. All right. Go to comic book news this week. The Disney Plus TV show Hawkeye is out. But the actual star of the show is neither Kate Bishop nor is it Hawkeye himself. If you've read the comic, you absolutely know it's Lucky the Pizza Dog. And Marvel has actually came out with a one-shot Lucky the Pizza Dog comic that will be available on its Marvel Unlimited platform. Jason Liu has written, drawn, and did the coloring for this one-off titled Lucky Delivers, in which the pizza-crazed pup investigates a pizza delivery that never arrived to him and Kate's house. So, this is a good little fun story. Lucky is awesome. So, but with the release, however, some fans of the Hawkeye series are starting to boycott it. As it turns out, the series takes, they say inspiration, but it's literal blatant plagiarism from the 2012 Hawkeye comic written by Matt Fraction and drawn by David Aja. Fans are upset because it uses so much of Aja's artwork without directly compensating him or crediting him. Now, the use of his art style can be seen in both the marketing for the show itself and in the credit scene, the credit scenes and everything else. The episode credits take influence from his comic book style. As a result, fans have spoken on social media in an effort to see Aja credited for his influence on the Hawkeye show. While some were pushing Marvel/Disney to at least put him in the credits of the show, Aja then came out himself and said, it would be even better if I got paid for it. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And his art style is very distinctive. I mean, it's what... besides Matt Fraction's Hawkeye story being really good, the artwork was very complimentary to it. I actually have it sitting over here somewhere on the shelf. But yeah, you're not even paying the dude. Come on. That's bullshit. So
it's a very tiny hat thing to do.
Yes, it is. That was it for comic book news this week. Like I said, it's a thin news week. Your recommendations for books that may or may not have come out this week, depending on what your local shop is able to get in. The New Hulk relaunch, issue number one. Task Force Z, issue number two. This is Suicide Squad if they're zombies, fighting other zombies. And DC versus Vampires, issue 2 of 12. So there you go for that, kids. We'll jump right into wrestling news this week. Seth Rollins was attacked by a nut job fan on Monday Night Raw. The fan apparently jumped the barricade, ran down the entrance ramp, and tackled Rollins. They were on the ground, struggling around. Security finally showed up. Nobody looks like they actually took a punch to the guy like they should have. The guy was charged and all that. He was released by the police. And he then put out a video. He's obviously mentally ill. In the video, he said he did it for Roman Reigns and that he was part of the Samoan family. Rollins is fine and everything, but clearly this guy is missing all but two cards of the deck. So, yeah, it was a great tackle. I mean, should be playing football, but of course, as soon as he tackled him, Rollins had him in a fucking guillotine choke and could have easily put him quickly to sleep. So, but yeah, so that was the highlight of Monday Night Raw.
But I mean, was it though? Was it real?
Yes. Oh yeah, it was not part of the show because like the cameraman's following Rollins as he comes up the ramp, and then he like the guy runs and hits Rollins, and then it's like the camera immediately cuts to the ring, and the announcers are like, "What's going on?" Finn Balor's laying in the, you know, they immediately ignore what's going on so security can handle the business. And but yeah, so it's pretty bad that that's what it takes to make Monday Night Raw watchable. So
they should do that all the time.
They should. AAA has announced. Well, we had the story that Kenny Omega had to give up the AAA Mega Championship due to his surgeries upcoming. AAA has announced that there will be a 5-way match for the Mega Championship at Triple Mania. Your competitors will be Bobby Fish, Vikingo, Jay Lethal, Samurai Del Sol, and Bandido. So if you have a gambling problem and are putting money on this, I would put it on Bandido. So there you go. During his Woo Nation Uncensored podcast, Ric Flair made some accusations against WWE and their trademark for, quote, the man. He said, "Let me tell you something that would not shock the world. When they took me off of the opening and all that for whatever reason, they asked me to assign my intellectual property to them while I was on life support in the hospital. Nothing that company does surprises me." He said that it was not Vince McMahon that did it, but Nick Khan, who had ordered someone to try to get Flair to sign over his intellectual property rights to the phrase "the man" to WWE. This was after he was in his coma last year for all the surgery he had. And yeah, just that does not surprise me at all that Nick Khan and some people in WWE would do that. So
Khan's gonna con.
Khan's gonna con. At least the evil Khan. We got evil Khan and we have good Khan. So it's a battle of hot dog billionaires. They're not hot dog billionaires. I just like saying that. We have some NXT contract news here. Johnny Gargano has agreed to a 1-week extension deal, which will put him through the match at War Games. His deal was supposed to end on December 3rd. It will now end on December 10th. So once War Games is over, Gargano is gone. So, or at least he's no longer under contract. WWE filed two new trademarks this week. They filed a trademark for ECW and the name Sophia Cromwell. The one will be, of course, a ring name, but we don't know for who. ECW, on the other hand, is for wrestling promotion, software for the creation of mobile internet application and client interfaces, and other assorted professional wrestling-related trademarks. That's a Nick Khan. It has to be. We have a Jim Ross health update. If you watch the end of Dynamite, you kind of notice he did a different kind of sign-off than he usually does at the end of the show. And basically he put out, due to my skin cancer care totaling 22 radiation treatments starting Monday, I will hopefully return to the announce desk on December 29th at Jacksonville. This is for the TBS premiere. Tony Khan supports me on this strategy, which has been a blessing. My thank you to all for your support. So, yeah, he's got 22 radiation treatments in a row. Like we said last week, they found two more spots on his back that he's had to have cut out.
Jesus.
Just goddamn. So hopefully he gets better and, you know, take the time off. You don't need to push through, you know, anything like that. Khan's got your back. The good Khan's got your back, so. Thoughts are with JR. Last thing for wrestling news here. Former WWE composer Jim Johnston has revealed he is working on an EP with the aim of reminding fans what wrestling themes are and how they're supposed to work. he was giving an interview. He basically he just shit on damn near all the new entrance themes because, well, they're crap. He said, I'll let you know I'm doing a project where I'm doing sort of an EP, five. I don't know if they're going to be lyric songs or just instrumentals, probably half and half, or three and two, to remind fans of what wrestling themes should be. So, of course, this is the guy that came up with the Stone Cold, the Rock, the Undertaker, you know, the themes we all know. So.
You know, that was only one guy doing that shit?
Yeah, he worked there for 32 years before they fired him in 2017.
And then they just buy the music they license or whatever. And...
Well, then they hired, what was it, CFOs with some group they had brought in. And they would have one good one and then 30 shits. You know, it's...
They use actual songs now, though, don't they?
No. Oh, that's AEW pays licensing for Cult of Personality, Where's My Mind, stuff like that on for certain guys. Okay. But, yeah, all the WWE ones are their own in-house deals. And they were all used to be done through Jim Johnston, but yeah. So I'm quite interested to see what he comes up with. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything video gamey? Like I said, it's a slow week, so.
Well, all I've seen so far is Cyber Monday deals.
Ah.
Really, that's it. And there was a what was it? The GTA 5. I swear I talked about this last week. Apparently, I didn't. GTA 5 Online is I think in Brazil you can stand in line for vaccines.
No, you and I were talking about this because I sent you the picture. This we didn't have this for the show.
Okay. I saw it before. I thought I saw it like last week or the week before. The Brazil version of GTA Online, you can get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's.
And nobody's drove by and street sweeped everybody.
Metaverse, baby.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, that'd be the first thing I would do: is steal a car and kill everyone in line.
Throw a dead hooker at him.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's GTA. What else would you do?
Exactly. Hot coffee mod. Yeah.
Oh, it gets better. Cyberpunk 2077 is having its first good day.
It's about time, isn't it?
This was Friday. The PC version has soared to the top of Steam's bestsellers, and reviews are positive.
It only took a year.
Maybe that's what it is. It's been patched to the point to, you know.
That's what, yeah, it's finally a decent game now.
It's finally a playable game.
Right.
I don't
know. Still looks nothing like what they promised.
I got the special edition or whatever, the deluxe edition last year for Christmas. I didn't even open it. I sent it back the next day.
Yeah.
I didn't even. I did. I was, because I knew that it was fucked up. I'm like, I'm not even.
Right.
Not even gonna try. Let's see. Roblox. Yeah, the game that kids like to play a lot, Roblox.
What'd you call me?
Sues YouTuber for $1.6 million over terrorizing kids' platform. Ruben Sim is accused of sexual harassment, terrorist threats, and trying to post Hitler pics.
So which are they more worried about, the fact that he was trying to sexually thing or the Hitler?
Roblox is finally taking notorious YouTuber Benjamin Ruben Sim Simon. Benjamin Simon.
Boy, that's...
Boy, Bay.
Yeah, it's,
I got a nose for these things. To court over his alleged...
tiny little brush underneath it, too.
He's got to wear a tiny little hat, huh?
Username Austrian Painter, yeah.
taking him to court over his alleged attacks on the gaming social media platform and its young fans. Well, there you go. Oh, he could practically be Catholic. Let's see.
Yikes!
Lawsuit. Ooh.
Holy water.
A lawsuit filed in California court on Tuesday wants the longtime band player to pay $1.6 million in damages and stop harassing Roblox employees and little kids.
What? Just don't fuck with kids. How hard is that?
California.
Yeah, that.
A Jew in California fucking with kids.
You should not be able to buy a wood chipper in California because they should be sold out. You know what I'm saying here? Just lines of, I need a drink.
He doesn't work for a Nickelodeon?
Well, like a shoe salesman?
You're great at this. You're going to be producing.
Somehow he knows Ariana Grande and Jeanette McCurdy's feet size. It's really weird.
God, that's weird. All right. That's all I got. There's a bunch of Cyber Monday deals. Just, I'm not going to go through all of them. Just get online and look. God damn it. Get on Amazon. There's a ton.
Head of the class, my ass.
Fuck. Yeah, I used to love Head of the Class.
I did too.
I can't even watch that fucking show with him on there now. I see Dan Snyder and I'm like,
Nope.
He's in Better Off Dead.
Oh, fuck, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the fat kid from next door.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
Well, he would be better off.
That's all I got.
Let's go into music news real quick. There's only one thing this week. 80s sensation Tiffany had a little trouble this week. The 80s sensation, now age 50. Holy Christ. And I'm old.
Remember her?
Like
it was yesterday.
Like a screen door in a tornado, boy. She was caught on camera verbally abusing concert goers at her show in Lake Park, Florida. She was trying to get through her song, I Think We're Alone Now, when she lashed out at the crowd for an unknown reason, saying, fuck you guys. She then mumbled into her microphone. She was barefoot on the stage. She then dropped another F-bomb before slurring something that nobody understood. And then she screamed, this is my hit. I'm going to sing it right. She then launched into the chorus of the song. Apparently it was ear splitting and off key. And then when she was done, she left the stage. Just bad. Apparently that's not good. It's not Grace Slick level of bad though. Did you ever see that clip, Vince?
No.
Of like Jefferson Airplane playing in Germany in the 60s. And it's Grace just drunk or other stuff off of her ass, and she's sitting on the edge of the stage, and she just starts yelling to the crowd, who won the war? Because,
who actually won? Well, they were thinking about it then, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. That's it for music news. Like I said, thin week. Let's go to true false this week. Pick the fake story. Congratulations to Dennis on Twitter for picking last week's fake story. You win nothing, and you like it. Of course, the fake story...
Bud.
Was number two, Tom for Facebook. So, all right, here's this week's three stories. You tell me which is the fake one. Story number one. A shaman in the West African nation of Mali was arrested after hacking a newlywed groom to death after a ritual for the man's marriage to be everlasting. The shaman told authorities he fell in love with the wife of the man and killed him so he could have her. Mm. Story number two. Authorities say a man suffered a fractured skull after he was allegedly beaten with a dog bone inside a Las Vegas pet store during over a quarrel over the mask policy. Eyewitnesses say the old white man was in line behind the young black man was in line behind an old white man, and the two began arguing about the PetSmart store mask policy when the black assailant hit the old white victim in the head with a dog bone, fracturing his skull. Story number three. Two men who needed help up a steep rock in British Columbia were saved thanks to a group of Sikh men who unraveled and removed their turbans to create a makeshift rope. The rocks that the two victims were stuck on was being overtaken by raging waters from a nearby waterfall. I believe they said something like, "Let our powers combine," or "Your computer has virus." Dink a dink a dink.
So Bob's in Virgin.
Bob's in Virgin. Fill up the bike. So which is the fake story? The shaman kills a groom because he wants the wife. PetSmart fractured skull over mask policy, or Sikh men make rope to save another man. So I'll put the thread up and anywhere on social media. Send in your guess for story 1, 2, or 3. And with that, Vince, it's time to plug our friends and play Song of the Week. And when we come back, it will be time for Top 10 Video Game Locations.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. There is no easy way out.
No.
It's all over but the shooting.
You said it, not me.
Hey, I'm just ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. let's say I'm ahead of the curve. All right, time for our top 10 list this week. Video game locations, Vince. Mm-hmm. Kind of your wheelhouse.
You picked it.
Well, yeah, but it's still your wheelhouse. I was trying to do something nice for you instead of doing a wrestling one where you'd be like, can I pick New Day for every answer?
Do it. Do a wrestling one.
All right, next week we'll do a wrestling one.
Okay. Look, you've already got them picked, don't you? You already know what you're going to do.
Oh, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the listeners for their suggestions for a top 10 wrestling-related list. So if you're listening to this, send me what you would like to see Vince try to do a top 10 wrestling-related. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll dazzle you with bullshit.
You do every week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 10 of video game locations.
I cheated. I know it wasn't originally a video game location, but Baldur's Gate.
Ooh. Let's do it. If it's in a video game, it's good. So.
Okay, I didn't want to wand this thing up. You know what I mean?
What do you mean I can't pick AOC for every answer? Yeah. All right. Yeah, that Baldur's Gate's a good one, yeah. My number 10, Outworld, Mortal Kombat.
Very nice.
Yeah. Just knock them off the bridge into the spikes below. That's all I know. All right, number 9.
Raccoon City.
Ah, fuck, I'm on my list. I knew we'd have a couple.
I think I got the Resident Evil 2 director's cut for Christmas one year. It was for the original PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good game. I like that game.
Yeah. Yeah. My number 9, Los Santos.
Hey, higher on the list.
Grand Theft Autos. So. All right, number 8.
Steelport, Saints Row.
Hmm. That's another one I hadn't thought of, yeah.
I like those games. I don't like the new game, but I like those games.
The older ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto ain't been shit since they left Top Down. I'm just putting that out there. So.
Well, sure.
Well, I'm going to get hate off that one. I don't care. All right, number 8 for me, Midgar, Final Fantasy VII.
Fuck you and your goddamn Final Fantasy VII.
Let's put it this way. There's another Final Fantasy game on my list higher.
There's three discs. There's three discs, right?
Final Fantasy VII, I believe, was three. Yeah, three discs and the giant book. Yeah.
I thought I got past it. I thought I beat that fucking game, and it said, please insert disc two. I said, nope, fuck off, I'm done. Done with this goddamn game. Done.
I believe all of disc three is just the Sephiroth intro. I think they had to put it on its own separate disc, so... Okay. All right, number 6.
Black Mesa from Half-Life.
I didn't think of Half-Life. That's I like that pick, yeah. Now we're getting into games I remember playing. So.
You're right.
Yeah. My number 7, The Citadel, Mass Effect.
Mass Defect.
Well, yeah, but... So... All right, number 6.
Should be higher, but I don't care. Skyrim. I just picked the whole world.
Mm. I think that ties into my number 6. Because I have Tamriel from Elder Scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the actual entire world, right?
Yes. That's okay. The country.
Yeah.
Like when you say North America, that's Skyrim.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or Tamriel.
All right, number 5.
Pandora. from Borderlands. I just picked the whole fucking thing.
Yep. This is where I got Hyrule.
Fuck. Zelda.
You forgot it, didn't you?
I forgot Hyrule!
Yep.
But the first one is... I remembered the first one, though.
Yeah. All right. Number four.
Vice City.
Ah, yeah.
It's a great game.
They have good radio stations.
No shit. They all have good radio stations.
Except in the remake where they had to drop... The new one that came out, they had to drop a bunch of it.
I wonder why.
I don't think they get licensing again. Which doesn't make any sense to me, but...
Why
I don't
wouldn't
know.
You? Just take carry it over.
I... No, man, Rockstar don't have the money.
I remember getting in the car. I don't care what car it was. And what was it? It was Flash FM. Mm-hmm. Hall & Oates.
Yep.
Fuck.
That you, ever ran over a you ever ran over a hooker with Hall & Oates playing in the background? That's good stuff. Private Eyes. Dum, dum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My number four, moving on quickly, The Mushroom Kingdom.
Higher on the list.
Mario. Just, yeah.
Come on.
Number three.
Los Santos.
This is where I got Coon City. So,
Detroit? We said video games.
I about said Akron, but no, Raccoon City. Somebody just laughed a lot at that joke, and you're very welcome for that, Chris. Yes, yeah. Number two.
Silent Hill.
God damn it, so is mine. Almost my number one because we're so close to being Silent Hill it ain't funny.
My number one, of course, is the Mushroom Kingdom. I forgot Hyrule, but I put the Mushroom Kingdom on here.
Well, yeah. My number one, I told you I'd have another Final Fantasy on here. Balam from Final Fantasy VIII, which I like 8 better than 7. So, there you go. Plus, it has the Gunblade. How do you not like the Gunblade? So. All right, those are our picks. Let's go to listener picks this week. Roboto, Kanto Region, Pokemon Blue, Hoenn Region, Pokemon Sapphire, Hyrule, New Donk City, Super Mario Odyssey, Kakariko Village, Breath of the Wild, Vice City, Los Santos, San Fierro, and Las Venturas from San Andreas, The City in Water, Rapture, Bioshock. I'm surprised you didn't have that, Brent Lins. The City in the Clouds, Columbia, from Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Various parts on the Halo Ring, Pandora, Skyloft from Skyward Sword, Jolly Roger Bay, Mario 64, all of Mario 3, and all of Mario 2. So.
Sure.
Handsome Dan came in with Tom Ryle from Elder Scrolls and The Earth, aka Sonic's World from Sonic the Hedgehog. And Chris has our last one here, no particular order, Skyrim, Rapture from Bioshock. I forgot this one, and this should have made my list. Dracula's Castle and Grounds from the Castlevania series.
Fuck.
Especially Symphony of the Night. Yeah, that's a great pick, Chris. New Hanover and Surrounding Territories from Red Dead.
Hell
ancient,
yeah.
Ancient Greece as depicted in God of War. Medici, I think I pronounced that right, Just Cause 3. Fable Town, The Wolf Among Us. The Citadel from Mass Effect, Hyrule. And Sanctuary from Diablo. So, thank you everybody for your picks. Those are all very good. You can definitely tell what certain people play by what they say, and that's fine. That's perfectly okay. So
that's nice.
All right, let's get to listener questions this week, Vince. First one, which I'm pre-reading, comes in from Chris. I have to do that now. If you could have any one superpower, what would you pick and what's the most immoral thing you would do with it? What's Professor X? Is he a telepath?
Yes.
That one. And what immoral thing? Anything I want. How's that answer?
I'm saying visibility. I sneak into women's lockers.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going to go with that.
But... I know, but that's kind of cliche, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really. I don't know.
I can see you being plastic man's powers and doing things with that.
Who's the one above all? What can I do with that power?
His name, literally. The one
I know,
above
that's what
all.
I mean. One above all, that's,
Marvel Jesus, I think is the actual, yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. His next thing here, Thanksgiving question. What part of the illegitimate Biden regime are you most thankful for? Totally serious. Every cloud, no matter how dark, has a silver lining. So what part of Biden being president and the regime are you most thankful for?
Holy God. I was going to say nothing.
Yeah, but he wants something. Every dark cloud has a silver. I got one. That it literally shows the hypocrisy of the left and of the right. It literally shows the hypocrisy of it doesn't matter which side you vote in, we're still going to get screwed.
Yeah. I can go with that.
It's to which degrees are you getting screwed?
Right. How much do you like getting screwed?
Lube or no lube? That's right.
That's right.
I think that's the, if I'm being serious, I think that's the thing.
But it's an empty win. It's not right. Like, you know, it's just a point to be proved. Like, oh, look, I was right. Yeah, but where does that get you?
Right, exactly. Next thing here, the FJB thing is evidence that there is a mass movement of people finally waking the fuck up about what the Democrats are all about. This is something that's needed to happen for over 150 years. Overcoming hyperinflation has finally woke people up to the fact that inflation doesn't, quote, just happen over time, but is something the federal government does deliberately with their eyes wide open. A national divorce is becoming more likely by the day, which, in Chris's idea, will lead to a better America, stronger than it has ever been. So what's... Oh, okay, these were his picks for the Biden, good things out of the Biden thing. That it's waking people up. Okay. Next question here comes from Roboto. Do you prefer to host Thanksgiving or travel to someone else's place?
I've gotten to the point where I like hosting it.
Do
just
you
because
now?
I can. I seriously. I just had a shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't dress. I didn't do. I was at home. Fuck y'all.
I would like to applaud you for at least wearing shorts this year.
Yeah, I had clothes on, to be completely honest with you.
Well, that's a new tradition.
If you can believe that shit, I put clothes on.
Well, to be fair, the one time I came over, I thought you were wearing sweatpants, and you weren't. Hairy bastard.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, but it's true.
So true.
It is very true. I guess go to someone else's, but I have the room here, so I guess hosting would be okay. Have you hosted or cooked the big parts of the meal? Yeah, I've done all that.
Sure.
Do you bring anything if you go somewhere? If so, what do you bring? Whatever they ask for. Because if you're going to somewhere for a dinner, especially Thanksgiving, you go, hey, what can I do to help? What do you need me to bring? That, you know, they're not making.
Yeah, what's easier for you if I make this?
Yes, you make it as easy on the host as you can.
So. And I'm going to be honest with you. My wife makes the best pecan pie.
Mm.
Yeah. And I annihilated that motherfucker.
I imagine you did, yeah.
It's gone.
Yes.
2 days. It lasted 2 days.
Wow.
Both pumpkin pies gone.
Well, yeah.
Apple pie gone.
We've learned anything this week. It's that Vince has finally figured out clothes and loves pie.
I love pie. I gained 15 pounds. I gained all my COVID weight back.
There you go. Yeah. Next question from Roboto. Have you ever said screw it and bought pizza for the Thanksgiving dinner?
No. Never did.
No. His next question here. Come up with some names for the separated states of America for when the country does break up. How do you think the split will occur? Like, will New England become a chunk? The Midwest states of America become a thing, etc.
I think for the most part, we'll all stick together fairly well because of trade. I think there'll be big counties splitting off, like Chicago area.
Yes.
Will be its own thing.
Yes.
And then
I can see that.
Illinois will pretty much stay Illinois.
I can see that. Yeah.
But you'll have counties in there that are just shit.
Now, yeah, because I could see like border counties of Virginia saying, you know what, piss on this. We're now part of West Virginia.
But they're doing that now, though.
Yeah, they're already, yeah. We're going to do our own state, you know, Jefferson, Appalachia.
Right.
Stuff like that. If it does completely hard balkanize and we do go separate countries, Dixie will be back and they will call it Dixie. I can guarantee that one. Texas will be Texas. New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California will probably be named something Spanish. Los Empires. Montana, Idaho, the eastern parts of Washington, Oregon, that'll be the redoubt. The Dakotas will just be Dakota. They'll just be combined. It'll be stuff like that, I think. If we get that far, then we're already so screwed that it doesn't matter. So
right.
Yeah. Last question here comes from Handsome Dan for this week. Which aliens do you hope we get? The benevolent kind who use their superior intellect and technology to fix mankind and all of its problems? Or the malevolent kind that come to fuck shit up? If the malevolent kind, do you hope humans sell each other out left and right or band together, make a final defiant stand? Either way, how are you planning to go out? So basically the first part of the question here, Vince, do you want good aliens or bad aliens?
Good aliens.
Okay.
I mean, if of course, come on.
Okay. So I'm kind of hoping for Mars attacks.
Really?
Just little ack bastards. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to get on a ship and leave. That's really what.
That's how Vince is going out. He take me away from this make-a-wish fucking president. Yeah.
Yeah. Make-a-wish country.
That's what I pretty much have decided, that Biden was a make-a-wish kid that somehow made it this far and is like, oh, fuck, we never got you your stuff. Here, you're president. I would prefer it if it's the good ones, but
yeah.
It's going to be the bad ones.
I know.
It's going to be Project Blue Book and outfits is what it's going to be. Basics. All right. Thank you everybody for your listener questions this week. Let's go to Did You See Those Stories this week? And we're starting in Wisconsin. This boy, I don't know what to call this guy besides terrorist. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into a Christmas parade. I believe, what's the death toll at now, Vince? 10?
Yes.
I believe it's 9 or 10 with like 60 injured, some severely that are probably going to pass as well.
I liked how they spun it. Oh, he was running away from something.
Yes, except now we know that was a lie, because he was actually driving so slow beforehand that a cop walking came up to the window and said, hey, you can't be driving this way. And then he hit the gas and drove into the parade.
Nice.
Yeah, that's been confirmed by police. This guy was released on bail after hitting his baby mama with an SUV just a couple weeks earlier. He's been charged multiple times with recklessly endangering safety of others. In a very recent case, he purposely ran over a woman with his vehicle at a gas station. I mean, he was gunning for white people. He's an anti-Trump, fuck Trump, he's Black Lives Murder. I mean, you go down the checklist, he hits every box.
Yeah.
So.
Terrorist.
Yeah. The literal definition of terrorism is using violent acts to try to further your political belief.
Sure. BLM.
Yeah, that's ding. So, if anybody needs a wood chipper, it's this guy, and it needs to be broadcast.
Absolutely.
So, there is one, I guess, good thing out of this. NFL star J.J. Watt, has come out and said that he will pay for a funeral cost of all of those that passed away during it. So, good old JJ. I mean, but let's put it this way. He shouldn't fucking have to.
No, not at all.
This guy shouldn't have been out because he tried to run over a fucking woman before. But hey, cash bail, got to get out.
He's, let's see, it was the youngest, or the one I read today is 11.
Yeah.
And he's not doing too well.
Jesus fuck. So, I'm ready. Just somebody light the fucking match. Let's go.
Yeah, that's where's all the white people?
Yeah.
That's and I said this before too. That little kid who got the 5-year-old who the neighbor, the black guy walked up and shot him in the head.
Hanan Wine at something like that. Yeah. Where the black guy just walked up and shot him in the head and killed him.
Yeah, where's all the white people protesting that shit? You're gonna be labeled racist. You're gonna be labeled racist regardless of what you're doing. You might as well go out and
they're
fucking
scared.
Deal with it.
Well, they'll call us names and they'll put us in jail. Cool. You'll be king of the fucking jail. You're the guy that got revenge on a kid killer.
Yeah.
You'll get a fucking throne, dude, and all the ramen you can eat.
And you might as well just, in your head, realize you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You better go out knowing you're going to fucking jail.
It's like the clip. I know you've seen the clip. The father on the payphone.
Oh, yeah, that raped his son.
That raped his son, and the cops are bringing him, unbeknownst that the dad was sitting there on the phone, the payphone. And he tells his buddy on the phone, hey, you're getting ready to hear a bang. Just get ready. And he pops the guy right in the head as the guy that raped his kid as they're bringing him by. Yeah. We need more of that. But hey, they'll call us racist. Cool. You're going to get called that anyway.
Yeah, you're going to get called names, man. You might as well just deal with it.
If they're going to call you this stuff, just start acting like it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in it. You're in it to win it now.
I mean,
you're fucked anyway. I mean, even if you're not.
Yeah. So
if you're not a racist, you know, and you say, look, I'm not. I do this. Well, that's not enough. It's never going to be enough. So fuck it.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to call you names. Okay.
Cool. I'm good with it. All right. Moving on to the next story here. Video has come out this week of the more January 6th video, which I wonder why they tried to keep this one hid. You know the story of Roseanne Boylan, Vince?
The old lady?
No, this was a younger woman that the Capitol Police said died of a drug overdose during the January 6th incident. Video came out this week that showed Capitol Police were beating her with metal bars. Literally murdered her. The police and Capitol Police and federal government will not allow her family to have access to the complete autopsy.
Well, of course not. She was an insurrectionist.
Right. Yeah. But no, it was a drug overdose. You're on video here that you tried to hide the video and you're beating her in the head with a metal bar. I don't think that's a drug overdose. I think that's pretty much murder and not the first one you did then. All right, moving on quickly. Horrible human Rashida Tlaib came out in an interview and said, get this shit, the U.S. needs to release all federal prisoners because jails are bad, kids. So, child molesters, sex traffickers, kid diddlers, she's good with letting them all out.
Yeah, well, sure. In your neighborhood, not hers, though.
Right. Yeah. L.A. Laker LeBron James got two Indiana Pacer fans ejected from the team's game on Wednesday night, close to the end of the game during overtime. James, who was recently suspended for sucker-punching Detroit Pistons' Isaiah Stewart, went to one of the officials during overtime on Wednesday and appeared to gesture at the two fans who were sitting courtside. He then yelled, "This one right fucking here," to the referees. It's unknown exactly what the fans said or did that pissed off LeBron, but soon after his discussion with officials, security came over and escorted the fans out. One of the fans appeared to sarcastically pout and mimicked crying at James as she was escorted from her seat. Speaking of LeBron, he, for that game, was hit with a $15,000 fine for making an obscene gesture, which he grabbed his crotch. He was also warned about using profane language regarding his suspension during media availability.
Oh.
But he can do that, but you're sitting there. Have you ever been to an NBA game and hear what they call it? The stuff they say on the court is filthy.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of hard R this, hard R that, bitch, this.
I don't watch NBA.
I don't blame you. But you, can you imagine if Reggie Miller, back in the good, you know, when NBA was watchable, went to the officials and said, hey, I need you to kick out Spike Lee. He's being mean to me. And then they did it?
Ooh, LeBron James is a bitch.
Well, yeah. He's China's boy. So. Yeah,
China's boy.
This ought to scare people. This came out this week. Russia has a new weapon called Star Warrior. It blows up satellites.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Putin's state-owned TV issued a chilling threat that Russia will deploy the system to destroy some 32 Western country satellites that would render NATO missiles useless. This all goes to Ukraine, and people need to kind of be paying attention to this, because it's been fudgy for the last couple of years, but now apparently Russia's massing troops more towards Ukraine again, and if they infantry invade Ukraine, shit's going on. And look, for if that happens, the China will go into Taiwan about the same time. Try to split American attention.
Let them have them.
So
they want them, they can have them.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, I'm tired of defending the world. Yeah, we can't even take care of our own shit.
Yeah, let them have them. And then we should go into Mexico.
We're not the cops of the fucking world. So.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Gardeners in Semur, France, discovered a secret cave. At the cave, three men sped away in a van. The cave was apparently full of ISIS materials and looked like a terrorist cell meeting facility. The Defense Ministry of France called it a terrorist drill. Local police and the mayor even came out and said, yeah, we didn't know that there was a drill going on. So this is either actual terrorists. They found, these gardeners found a fucking terrorist thing, or falsely incoming in France? Who knows? That's, wouldn't surprise me either way.
I wouldn't have said anything. I would have taken it all.
If the feds go, oh yeah, it was a drill, and then you have the locals going, well, if it's a drill, why didn't you fucking tell us? So it wasn't a drill.
Aware of it?
Yeah, they were aware of it, so.
Well, you found our shit. Oops.
Oops. Yeah. Don't go to Notre Dame. Yeah. An Indianapolis public schools administrator who leaked student trainings infused with critical race theory. You remember this story, Vince, right?
Yeah, the guy. You sent it to me, right?
Yeah. He has now been banned from school buildings and locked out of his school email as of Wednesday for leaking this. They're going to try to fire him for
it. What school did he teach at?
Oh, I don't remember. I want to say Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton South Easy, huh?
Well, yeah, I think it was that. I'm not exactly sure on that one, but that sounds right. CNN's legal analyst Ily Honing shocked the network's anti-Trump audience, telling them that New York's investigation into Trump and his company and taxes and all that is a dud. She said, it tells me that the fraud investigation is a dud. If they don't have the goods to charge Matthew Calamari, there's no way they have goods to charge Trump or any of the Trump children. This was a dud. So.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit. Huh, imagine that. The government dud trying to investigate Trump. A school in Canada. This story. Vince, try to explain this one to me, please. A school in Canada canceled an event with ISIS survivor Nadia Murad because her harrowing description of torture and rape at the hands of the Muslim terrorist, quote, would be offensive to Muslims and foster Islamophobia, end quote.
Well, yeah, we can't do that. They can't do that.
So they can't tell the truth. They just admitted they can't tell the truth.
No, of course. They don't want to get blown up. The fucking religion of peace will come by and fucking blow your ass up.
Exactly. Oh, this next story. And it's right around this time of year that you start hearing bells for kettles. Did you see the Salvation Army story, Vince?
Yes, I did. I didn't really look into it because I thought, you know what? They're going to do it anyway. They don't care.
Salvation Army wants its white donors to give it more than just money this Christmas season. Its leadership is also demanding They apologize for being racist. It's part of a push by the organization to embrace the ideas of Black Lives Murder and dismantle white privilege, disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Salvation Army's Alexandria-based leadership has created an International Social Justice Commission, which has developed and released a resource to educate its white donors, volunteers, and employees called Let's Talk About Racism.
Educate people who are giving you money.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. I hope you motherfuckers don't get a dime this year.
It asserts Christianity is institutionally racist and calls for white Christians to repent and offer a sincere apology to blacks for being antagonistic to black people and the values of the black community. Many have come to believe that we live in a post-racial society. But racism is very real for our brothers and sisters who are refused jobs and housing, denied basic rights, and brutalized and oppressed simply because of the color of their skin, one of the lessons explains. There is an urgent need for Christians to evaluate racist attitudes and practices in light of our faith and live faithfully in today's world. In an accompanying study guide on racism, the Salvation Army authors explain that all whites are racist, even if they don't realize it, saying, "The subtle nature of racism is such that people who are not consciously racist easily function with the privileges, empowerment, and benefits of the dominant ethnicity, thus unintentionally perpetrating injustice."
If I donate watermelons, will I not be racist anymore? And grape drink?
The line that it had here, Christianity is institutionally racist.
Yeah, tell that to that church in Indy that had all the illegal immigrants protesting, and none of them were arrested.
This, I know what this is.
Yeah, but you know what else is bad though? A bunch of dumb white people this year will give money to them fuckers.
Yeah,
that's the worst part.
See, here's the thing. Socialism leads to communism, and in communism, you can't have religion because you believe the state.
Yeah, your God is the state.
Your God is the state. So this is a push to get rid of Christian. You can't be a Christian because being a Christian is racist.
I wonder how much money those kettles actually hold.
That's a good question.
I'm just hypothetical.
Yeah. Well, if you could bring back anybody from the past, who would you bring back? Oh, you know, I'm thinking a guy named Vlad.
He was serious.
I mean, he was serious. He was a hard Christian.
He was a, yeah.
Fought the invaders. I'd bring back Vlad. Yeah. pointy stick time. All right, moving on. This next story. Jesus, fuck. It just keeps getting better, Vince. I got to get a drink. Talk to the people for a second.
This one time at band camp, I stuck a flute in its case because that's where flutes go.
That's exactly where flutes go. The Round Rock School District in Texas is using its own armed agents to arrest parents who speak out against the school board's policies, according to reports. Two fathers, Jeremy Story and Dustin Clark, have spoken out against the school board's alleged corruption and the school officials' hostility towards parents. In August, while producing evidence that the board had covered up an alleged assault by the superintendent, Hafed Azizi, against a mistress, Story, a minister, was cut off mid-sentence by Azizi's, ordered armed officers to remove him from the premises, according to media reports. At issue in the next meeting was the district's mask mandate. For this, Clark, a retired Army captain, and other parents sought to speak, but instead the board locked the majority of parents out of the room, preventing them from speaking. According to Rufo, while parents were asking the school board to open the room for public comment on a major policy item, school board president Amy Weir directed officers to remove Clark from school property. As he was dragged away by two officers, Clark shouted to the audience, "It's an open meeting. Shame on you communists. Let the public in." The school district has its own police force with a three-layer chain of command, patrol units, school resource officers, a detective, and a canine unit. A few days after Clark's removal from the school board premises, the school district, quote, sent its officers to the home of both men, Story and Clark, arrested them, put them in jail on charges of disorderly conduct with intent to disrupt a meeting. So now the school boards can arrest people.
Shots have not been fired yet.
That's that in Texas.
It is a goddamn miracle. I told you, man, Texas.
No, it's a goddamn shame.
Texas. Don't mess with Texas. What are you fuckers going to do? Barbecue?
Parts of Texas ain't Texas no more.
I keep saying this and nobody listens to me. I'm like, it's fucking, who cares? Steers and queers, all right?
I want to see where this damn school district is. It's got to be in a major city, right?
Oh, yeah, Austin or Houston or somewhere like that. Don't mess with Texas. Yeah.
It looks like it's Austin.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah, fucking Austin.
Round Rock. Let's see. Scroll. Yeah, this is the Austin area. So the it's right Austin, Texas. So that's the commie part of Texas. Literally arresting parents for speaking out. One of them trying an assault against the mistress by the superintendent. Whoop, got to get him out. He's arrested. It's a damn shame the shots ain't been fired yet.
I am honestly surprised.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the... Hey, Dr. Fucci. You know him, the guy that lies and...
I love this dude.
Go back and look at his AIDS comments. More on that in a second. Fauci has cautioned that health officials are going to change the definition of fully vaccinated...
Again?
...to include the booster shots.
You're never going to be fully vaccinated, ever.
You're never going to be fully vaccinated.
Ever.
That's what this literally says, that, well, we're just going to keep changing the definition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if you get the newest booster shot, you're never going to be fully vaccinated.
Right, because there will be another one.
Right. Well, there's going to be another one in 6 months.
Yeah. A new study out of the UK shows that vaccinated, gene therapied adults under 60 are dying at 2 times the rate of those that have not had the shots.
Sorry.
Now we go to Australia.
Do we?
Well, boy, you talk about a damn shame there ain't been shots fired yet.
Fucking
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Goon, it's spelled weird, has called the Australian Defence Forces to help transfer positive COVID cases and their close contacts to the quarantine camps. They're literally sending them to camps now. Boy, we told you this was coming, didn't we?
Last year's conspiracy theories or this year's news
headlines.
Articles.
Yeah. The prime minister, that crazy broad in New Zealand, came out and said, quote, it's actually really straightforward. If you've got a vaccine pass, you can do everything. Basically, that's it. Get the pass.
You do everything? Then they lock you down again.
Right. So... lie detector test determined that was a lie. We go to Ireland, where one of the senators is pushing for the ban for unvaccinated from going into grocery stores. We know they've already done this in parts of Germany. Now they want to try to do it in Ireland. Let's see. Next thing here. Karen Kingston, a former Pfizer employee, a pharmaceutical marketing expert and biotech analyst, appeared with freedom rights attorney Thomas Rentz in a public meeting. The Ohio-based lawyer has been involved in several major cases brought against federal agencies related to fraud over the last 19 months due to the Kuvi shit. After introducing her, he presented documents that she had provided to him. These are Pfizer's own studies. Okay? Showing a correlation between their shot and increased incidence of infection, hospitalization, and death. She provided documentation saying that the pharmaceutical giant, who's apparently has 225 million shots in the arms of Americans, knows these shots cause recipients to be more susceptible to catching it.
Yeah, I read somewhere it was like four out of five deaths right now
are
COVID. Or they've got the vaccine.
Had the shot. Yeah, they've had the shots. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's 80%. But you won't hear that on the news because they want you to live in fear and do as you're told. But Vince, here's somebody who will not do as they're told. You're going to laugh at this one. The LA Fire Department is investigating a firefighter's alleged unorthodox method of protesting the city's shot mandate after receiving a hand-delivered letter to comply with the requirement. The LAFD member responded to receiving the non-compliance letter by dropping his pants and wiping his ass with the letter, leaving fecal matter on the document before dropping it on the ground, according to the Stentorians of LA of Los Angeles City, a group representing African American firefighters. Spokesperson for the fire department told the LA Times on Wednesday that the alleged incident happened on November 18th and that the employee responded inappropriately. Literally wiped his ass with your bullshit. Good on you. And apparently he was a black firefighter, so they don't know if they can go after him or not.
Yeah, because it might be racist.
Exactly. Let's see. Speaking of lockdowns, Portugal, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, has declared state of emergency and new lockdowns to curb the sudden surge of cases.
We don't know why everybody's getting it.
We don't know why everybody, the shot's giving it to everybody. Oh, shit. The quiet part out loud. The Czech Republic is another one. They declared state of emergency effective midnight yesterday due to surging cases. Speaking of the Czech Republic, their president is back in the hospital, has COVID again, just a few hours after being released from it. After 6 weeks of treatment, he was in the hospital with it, got better, released. 6 hours later, he's back in the hospital with it. He had recently gotten his third shot.
It is so goddamn obvious now.
It is.
Fuck.
Speaking of people that have it, Canadian, I don't know if he's a prime minister yet or not, singer Bryan Adams.
He should be.
He should probably. Well, I don't know if he can get worse than Castro's kid, but we'll see. He's tested positive for it as he arrived at Milan's airport on Thursday. This is the second time this month he has tested positive. He has also had his third shot as well.
Okay, when you say tested positive,
He's got it.
I get that. But the issue is there's so many false positives with these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then how the hell does he know he's got it? Is he sick? I mean, does he feel bad?
I don't know. The news article did not say that. So
that's it. They don't say it.
Right.
He's tested positive. Okay, what the fuck's that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you tested positive. You can't do this now. I feel okay. Well, you're sick. Sorry.
Right. Speaking of people saying sorry, boy, if I was this parent or these parents, I'd be making worldwide news. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way with a dozer. Hospital in Canada denied a 7-year-old boy treatment for a severely fractured humerus. This is his upper arm.
That's not funny.
After the family declined a PCR test and were insistent that the facility respected his medical mask exemption. He had an exemption. The hospital said, no, you're not. If you don't take this test and wear a mask, we're not going to fix your kid's broken arm.
That's when you pull the gun out and go donkey public.
And you go fucking Denzel Washington on him and go, yes, you are.
Yep.
Told you I'm going to make the news.
Yep. I've seen this movie.
I have, too. It's a good movie.
Was it John Q?
Yep. Denzel, good people. I swear to God, this next one is dripping with so much irony. It's like pancakes with maple syrup. Anyone wishing to be euthanized now has to first present proof of shots or recovery from COVID as per new guidelines issued by Germany's Euthanasia Association. That is literally wiping your ass before you poop.
That makes no sense.
You'd figure Germany would be really good at killing people. Yeah. I've read history books. But yeah,
apparently they're really good at killing people now.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we can't do that. We can't inject you with a thing because you haven't been injected with this other thing.
Yeah, we can't kill you yet.
It literally makes brain hurt bad good.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
All right, let's go to Unicron.
Oh, fuck.
South Africa requested an urgent World Health Organization meeting on a multi-mutation variant that was first detected in Botswana. Apparently, the World Health Organization skipped over two Greek letters, NU and ZI, because NU is said new, and they think that would confuse people, and ZI because that's the first name of the Chinese leader.
Well, he made it, so, I mean, why not give it to him?
Right, so they named this one, was it Omicron?
Omicron.
Omicron. I'm calling it Unicron.
Unicron! Unicron!
Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to watch that movie later. I don't
care.
You
got the touch.
Damn right. Oh, God, I need the power. This variant, but here's the thing, kids. This is all bullshit. They knew about this variant in July. And it was reported because it was called the, quote, South African strain. Before this was before we'd even moved to Greek letters and Delta and all that nonsense. But they just come out with the news now and have put lockdown, you know, they're banning flights from these countries. Why now? Ask yourself that question.
Six months later.
Well, let's see, July. 4 or 5 months later.
Yeah.
Why now?
Yeah, that's right.
When you knew of this in July.
Right.
Is it because the Ghislaine Maxwell case starts in 2 days?
Ghislaine.
Is it because, well, if everybody's on lockdown, then we got to do mail-in ballots for the midterm election? Couldn't be that, could it?
No, they're not going to cheat again, are they? Oh,
no.
It'll go away after midterms.
Yeah. Here's also something very interesting that apparently Botswana has admitted that everyone who has tested positive for this had all their shots. And that now they have no cases of anybody who has not had their shots catching this.
There ain't no trees in Botswana. I'm a Botswanian lumberjack, and I ain't never had a job. Sorry. Ernest Scared Stupid.
There's a British dentist joke somewhere in there.
Yeah, 4 months. Yeah, I've got the article. July.
Yeah. I think it was, what, July 12th?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that they literally released an article. Here's the new variant. It's from South Africa.
Yeah. It spreads like crazy.
Spreads like crazy. Yeah.
But so if it spread 500 times faster than anything else is what they're saying now. Now yes. They're saying this. In July, everyone should have had it already.
Yeah. But why now? There are no coincidences.
The math isn't... you're being lied to. We're being lied to.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. That's...
And then you had Fauci this morning. I said that Americans should be prepared to do anything and everything to fight the spread of Unicron.
Oh, yeah? Anything and everything? You mean like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin?
Oh, no. He probably means lockdowns and your eighth mask you have to wear.
Oh, okay. No protease inhibitors.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're just going to fucking suffer with it. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
The Biden administration has also announced that, get this, kids, I believe it goes into effect January 22nd, that cross-border, basically this is a trucker thing. Truckers are not allowed to deliver across state lines if you have not had the shot. You think stores look bad now? Wait till, I don't know, half the truckers are not driving because they refuse to get the shots?
It's going to be a fun time.
Get ready. You're literally a month, let's say 2 months away. That's why we say stock up. This is the last story of the week, Vince, and history is repeating itself. Like it always does. But this one is so blatant that fucking Stevie Wonder with Ray Charles eyes could see it. Allison Pearson from the Telegraph had circulated last week excerpts from an email from the headmaster of Farrington School in Chislehurst, Kent, in England.
Ooh, that sounds classy as fuck.
Advising parents that children who are exempt from wearing a mask in school should wear a yellow badge to identify themselves. The email prompted the journalist to ask, does the school have teachers who know history? As well as dozens of responses to the tweet, with members of the public seeing the comparison to, oh, I don't know, yellow stars on the J-doubles in Nazi times. In a follow-up investigation by the newspaper on Tuesday, the contents of the email from the boarding school, which has fees up to £34,000 a year, and you think could afford some of the more capable teachers in the country, confirmed the school was enforcing a mask policy and that those who are exempt from covering their faces should wear a yellow badge to indicate this. Not only did they not deny, but they confirmed and they doubled down. Two classes. Those pure bloods and those not.
Well, I mean, it's communism all over again. I mean,
So you have Australia is actually sending people now to the camps. In England, they want you to wear a yellow badge. Unicron's coming from the depths of Cybertron to kill us all. They knew in July. They're just now saying, oh, it's horrible now. Pfizer leaks show that, oh, yeah, you're more likely to catch it if you get our shot.
And die, by the way.
And die. School districts have their own cops are arresting parents at their homes now. And the Salvation Army says, if you're white, you're fucking racist. Give us your money.
It's funny that this virus that they're so scared of now, it spreads so easily. Well, you know, viruses, when they weaken, they spread like crazy.
Yeah.
It's got so many more mutations. Yeah, that's what viruses do to stay alive.
Yeah, this is literal middle school, high school health class.
This is textbook.
Yes.
And you fuckers are eating it up.
Yeah.
Eating it up.
Because, you know, it's the push for complete communism.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, according to Salvation Army, Christianity is institutionally racist. So you can't have your religion. You got to worship the state, and the state will tell you what you need to fear, what you need to do, how many shots you need to have.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody will get their sixth shot and then blame me. My sixth shot didn't work because you haven't had any. Huh?
That's not how it works.
That's not how life works, but this is where we're at now. And I'm surprised. Like I said, it's a damn shame that the pew-pew ain't goo-goo, you know?
I don't understand it. I do understand it. We still have TV. The TV's still on. Doritos are still around.
An EMP would really light things off.
Fucking, can you imagine that?
Oh my God. People don't have any electronics. So there goes the circus and there goes the bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yikes. Bread's going to get real thin starting at the end of January, just telling you now. These truckers say, no, fuck it. You ain't putting that shit in my body. Getting me sick, possibly killing me.
They said up to 38% of truckers are ready to fucking bounce right now.
Yeah.
38%.
And it's probably more than that. That's just the union. If you're talking independents as well, I push it closer to 50.
I don't know, man. 38 is enough to cripple the country.
Oh, yeah. 10's enough to cripple a country. Push that, let's say 40, just round it up.
Okay, 40%. Okay, so now you can't get goods going overseas either.
Right.
So now you're fucking everybody in the world.
Yep.
Because we still do make shit. Believe it or not.
Yeah, so that also, guess what? That would also mean you can't get fuel across state lines.
Oh, it's bad.
Like, food, fuel.
You don't understand how fucking bad this is.
Yeah, people don't realize how this is. And they tried to slide this shit in real quiet-like. We're probably one of the few places you've ever even heard this story that happened this week. Yeah, it's... Get ready, kids.
For a shot that's killing people. Literally killing people.
Literally killing people. Because we're not all comrades yet.
You've taken the experimental gene therapy, and...
Which they've admitted that's what it is. It's not a vaccine. Pfizer's own words, it's an experimental gene therapy.
Yeah, so
you're the guinea pig, and not everybody's a comrade yet, so we have to keep mutating and making everybody sick and then cutting off your food and your fuel. And 'cause, man, imagine that. No heating fuel in the middle of winter?
Yeah, now that President Potato Fucking Brains has shut down a bunch of...
Yeah, more oil lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've told you guys to get ready, and this is what we're we've been warning about. So here we go, kids. Strap up. Strap on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Vince, final thoughts.
When your buddy's knocking on the door, say, let's go. Fucking grab your shit and get the fuck out.
Yep. Get your hatch coat and let's go.
Yep.
Final thoughts.
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground and ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And boy, get ready. It's only going to get worse and faster from here. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
And hopefully, unless something happens to one of us, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.